I am full this morning because praise and worship will do that to you. And you just got to spill it out on somebody. My mama was a praiser and a worshiper. That I do know. Now I know where. I mean, she left this world praising God. And that, whoo, is a good root. Hallelujah. 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 She was a praiser. And I mean, I've seen her praise God at some times that you just want to cuss somebody out. But she always found a reason to praise God, no matter how bad it looked. She could praise God. And when we were saying, what's wrong with her? I didn't know. But the older I get, the better I understand. Man, it's in your praise and worship. It's like Casey was saying earlier. You've done your praying and your sowing. Now you got to get this thing. Apostle Paul told the Corinthians, now you're good in this and you're good in that, but let's get mature in giving. Now let's get mature in praise and worship. Because it's the catalyst for a lot of things that we've been believing for. You just got to find that time. And it's not really difficult. You can get there any moment. You can be sitting in that chair and go straight into it. You ain't got to work it up. You ain't got to try to force it. Just relax and begin to praise him on the inside. Begin to thank him. Woo, Jesus. Just say thank you, Jesus. Come on, say thank you, Jesus. You can thank him for the breath that you breathe. You can thank him for the day. You can thank him that we have lights. You can thank him that we got air conditioner. You can thank him for the car you have. You can thank him for the life you live. It may not be all that, but it's a good life. It's a life that you would have never known without Christ. You can thank God that you are in good health. You can thank God that you are born again and you're not going to hell. You can thank God this morning that your life counts for something and that you matter to the kingdom of God. You can praise God in the most horrendous situation. You can find something to praise God. I don't care what you're dealing with this morning. There is a voice, and the voice is called praise and worship. When you praise God, earth begin to move. Demons begin to shake. They quiver in their place because praise and worship releases the power of God into your circumstances. Praise and worship releases the power of God. Don't you ever stop praising God. Woo. Don't you ever stop praising God. Even if you gotta shed a tear, you better put a dance to it. Say, I don't care, I may not feel like it, but I'm gonna praise my God. My God's been real good to me. I've seen God bring me through some stuff that I should have died in. But my God, my God, my God brought me out. It was my God. It wasn't the system. It wasn't people. It was my God that brought me out. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. See, when something is coming against you, and you caught in the midst of it, and it's coming against you, look like it's coming from the north, the south, and the east, and the west, and you right in the middle of it, that's when you do a holy dance. That's when you show the power of God. That's when you let the enemy know, I don't care what you say. I don't care what you try to do to me. My praise is my weapon. Here I go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For he is good. And his mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. Ooh, Jesus. It'll bring you out of depression. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1. Woo! 1 Peter 1, verse 5 talks about, through our faith, the mighty power of God constantly guards us until our full salvation is ready to be revealed in the last time. May the thought of this cause you to jump for joy even though lately you've had to put up with some grievous things, you've had to put up with some trials, but he said, let that bring a cause, make that a cause to have joy. Hey, don't let your trial steal your joy. Oh, glory. Oh, what you're going through is just a temporary thing. Don't let it steal your joy. I said, don't let it steal your joy. Why? Because your joy is more valuable than gold. Ha 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 ha. Ha. Your joy is more valuable than gold. Hallelujah. Woo. In fact, your faith, authentic faith, requires joy. You can't be in faith and be sad at the same time. Authentic faith requires joy. Ha. Joy keeps it burning. Joy keeps it activated. Why? Because your authentic faith will result in even more praise, glory, and honor when Jesus, the anointed one, is revealed. When you know Jesus on the scene. What you crying about? What you crying about? Jesus is on the scene. What you belly aching about? Ooh, Jesus. So your money look funny. Find some joy. Find some joy. I receive. Find some joy. So your money look funny. It ain't acting right. Put some joy on it. I said put some joy on it. Be thankful. Woo. Hallelujah. In verse 8, it says, you love him passionately. I'm reading this from the Passion Translation. Thank you. Although you did not see him, but through believing in him, you are saturated with an ecstatic joy, indescribably sublime and immersed in glory. Why? Because you are reaping the harvest of your faith. Why you gotta have joy? Because you're reaping. We're in the reaping season. We are planted. Ah, glory. Unless a seed go into the ground and die. Oh. It cannot bring forth fruit unless it died to the earth. And now that it's died to the earth, it's time for reaping. The harvest is here. Man, I just began to dance. I don't know if my neighbors thought I was crazy last night or not, but it was too bad, too sad for them because I was having a party. They were having a party. I didn't realize that someone had died in their house. Brother Barnes, Minister Barnes, was just telling me this morning because he knows some of the family there. And they had, I don't know if the lady that I think, if it's the one I think, she passed. And that was my neighbor. And that was so sudden, we just saw her. Do you see why we got to exemplify Jesus? You don't know who you might be touching. You can't be so wrapped up in your things and your sorrow and your discontent that you neglect to see somebody else needing Jesus. Put on that joy. It's a joy that God gave us that man can't give you. It's so we can go through a trial and come out without smelling like smoke. Psalms 5, verse 11 and 12. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou hast defended them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, with thou compass him as with a shield. What else do you need? You got favor. Now we're going to exercise joy this morning. Come on, I know it might be a little strange for a few of you, but joy is the call of the day. Now listen, y'all say, well, Pastor not teaching. Yes, I am teaching you to praise and worship. I'm teaching you how I come out of every situation. when it looked as worse, when it feel as worse, when you'd have been hurt so much and you said I done had enough. Ain't none that can fix that but praise and worship. When your money is not acting right, you got to get some praise and worship. You just can't tithe and give and don't praise and worship. You got to make praise and worship a lifestyle. It's got to be something you become and not something you do periodically. It's got to be who you are, that no matter where you are, out of your lips a praise will come up. And you'll be sitting in the store, or you'll be sitting in the doctor's office, and you'll find yourself rocking from side to side and coming up with a music. Music be flowing out of you. Why? It's in you. It's who you are. Praise and worship is who you are. Man, you better learn how to make these melodies. I'm telling you, because what this world getting ready to go through, you better have praise and worship high on your awesome list. Because it's the secret weapon. Woo, Jesus. No wonder the word commands us to come into his presence with praise and thanksgiving. Because you can leave all your troubles on the outside. Leave all your troubles on the outside. Go in his presence with praise and worship. Hey, and while God working on your stuff, you just be dancing. While he's working on it, you can be dancing. Hey, some of y'all need another scripture. Psalms 98 verse 4 says, so go ahead, all of you, everyone, shout out your praises with joy. Break out of the box and let loose with the most joyous sound of praise. Sing your melody of praise to the Lord and make music like never before. So we might as well go ahead. The world stole it. We might as well bring it back to the church. It was always part of the church. Praise and worship. We forgot the art of dancing. We forgot the art of just clapping our hands. And we just come to church and we just go. No. When I was coming up, Philippians 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So it's not optional. It's a command to rejoice. Hallelujah. 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 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 says, rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Enemy, let it be a continual feast. Let it be continually out of your mouth. Let joy come out of your mouth continually. Oh, when you do that, you'll stop complaining. You'll stop your murmuring. You'll stop being sad. You'll stop holding on to the negativism. Why? Joy is like a river flowing, pushing up all the negative stuff, pushing it out, pushing it out, pushing it out, pushing it out, pushing out depression, pushing out fear, pushing out, pushing out, pushing out, pushing it out, pushing it out. Come on, joy, unspeakable joy. 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13. My beloved friends, if life gets extremely difficult with many tests, don't be bewildered as though something strange were overwhelming you. Instead, continue to rejoice, for you in a measure have shared in the sufferings of the Anointed One, so that you can share in the revelation of his glory and celebrate with even greater gladness. So the more you overcome with joy, the greater the revelation. The greater the revelation. Oh, a lot of word been planted. Now let it become revelation. How do I get into revelation? With joy. I'm thanking God for the revelation he's putting inside of me now. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that I can hear your voice. That I can hear your voice and I know you. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Now listen, you see how easy it is to get into joy. You start with just thanking it, and then you travel from there, because it's necessary that we give him praise and glory and honor in every situation. You're not thanking him because the situation is present. You're thanking him because he's in the situation with you. Hallelujah. Nobody likes trouble, but when you got trouble, trouble your trouble with joy. Hallelujah. It'll go away faster than you can think. I've seen God do it. He take the blues out and put the glad glass. Hallelujah. 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 My mama found that secret. She could dance. She didn't need no music. She didn't even need a tambourine. We always had a tambourine in the house. And she would dance. She would get off from work, tired as I don't know what. But she would find 5 minutes and just do her a step. And then she would sit down and eat something. Then she'd go back to praise and worship of God. I'm telling you, I found the secret. Mama, I found the secret. Hey, thank you for showing me the secret. Ha. Glory to God. She went through some stuff. If I need to write a book on it, because sometimes it's unbelievable. But she went through it. Not just go through it, but she overcame. Hallelujah. And I'm thankful for the life that she showed me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what I desire to be. Somebody that when I leave, should Jesus tarry long enough, I hope he don't tarry long enough because I want to be raptured out of here. But should he tarry longer than I stay, I want my children to say, Mama, thank you for praise and worship. Amen. And if you don't know how, you better learn. It ain't hard. Excuse my English, but it ain't hard. You just got to do it. And then keep right on doing it. You know how you eat every day? Keep right on eating. Keep right on praising and worshiping God. All right. Let's get ready to leave.